From Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast hosted by Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters. As the global financial community confronts what has been called the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, caused by deceptive economic deals engineered and marketed by the best-trained and best-paid American managers, Vishal Mangalwadi calls for a return to biblical truth. The Bible is the foundation for the liberty and prosperity of Western civilization, says Dr. Mangalwadi, the man a major Christian periodical called India's foremost Christian intellectual. Today and tomorrow, Hank will be discussing Dr. Mangalwadi's new book, Truth and Transformation, a manifesto for ailing nations. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Look, here's the deal. Every now and then I come across a book that's must reading. And that's precisely what happened when I encountered Truth and Transformation by Vishal Mangalwadi. I still have a vivid recollection of starting the book on the East Coast and then turning the last page as the airplane's wheels hit the tarmac in the West. My first thought as I stood up to retrieve my luggage was, I've got to put this book into the hands of ministry partners, and I've got to do it as soon as possible. When you order Truth and Transformation, you're going to get a crystal clear perspective on the problems underscored by the current economic crisis that Randy was talking about, but better yet, how you can make a difference. The cross of Christ is the only available force that can push back the current storm of moral relativism. As Vishal makes clear, without the cross, there is simply no foundation for moral absolutes, for calling corruption what it is. The cross doesn't merely provide a framework for moral absolutes. It has the ultimate power to deliver us from sin. Without the cross, we can have a form of democracy, but only one that is devoid of its soul. The cross is a radical refusal to compromise with the evils of the social status quo. It's a costly confrontation with corruption. To compromise with corruption, says Vishal, is to enslave ourselves. It's to build a society where we're not even free to be honest. The cross is not a passive acceptance of evil. It's a fearless opposition to it. And it's a willingness to take the consequences for that opposition. It is by burning himself out on the cross that Jesus becomes the light of the world. The clash of darkness and light is unavoidable. The cross, like every other war, is a bloody, costly affair. The only thing worse than a war is to be in a war and not know you're in the war, for then your doom is insured. A church that chooses not to fight corruption will be destroyed by it. Truth and Transformation provides one such insight after another. It challenges and it instructs. And ultimately, it assures us that the solution for a failing culture is the unfailing power of the cross. As you read through Truth and Transformation, you will not only be inspired, you will be exactly what the call letters of the World Wide Web say. You will be equipped. That's why we have equip.org on the World Wide Web. That, of course, is the mission of the Christian Research Institute. It's about equipping. It's about equipping God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up and strengthened. This is a book that I want you to order. And I am sometimes afraid that people order books because they get passionate about these books, but then don't read them. This is not a book to put on your shelf. This is a book to consume, to devour, to go back and read again. It is seldom that I read a book over and over and over again. But there's a poignancy and a relevance about this book that I think can be culturally transformational. There's a reason it's called Truth and Transformation, a manifesto for ailing nations. So you can order it on the World Wide Web at equip.org for your gift to the ministry. You can order it via the mail, again, for your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or, as always, you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Again, the book Truth and Transformation. Joining me now, the author of Truth and Transformation, Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi. Hi, Vishal.
Thank you, Hank, for having me and for that powerful and true introduction.
Well, you are absolutely welcome. I was blessed by your book. You know, the Western Church has already lost the battle against sexual corruption. The Western Church seems utterly unprepared for the battle against economic corruption, and you seem convinced, Vishal, that at its root the cause is that Western Christians think the gospel is solely about getting to heaven and has little to do with the transformation of culture, that we're bent on individualistic salvation, whereas Christ said, "I will build my church." Is that what you're getting at with the title Truth and Transformation?
Yes. Unfortunately, this has been true now for a few generations. This was not always the case. America was transformed by the two great awakenings. England was transformed by the Wesleyan revival. The Western civilization was shaped by the preaching of the gospel. That is the reason why it is still the least corrupt, at least in terms of financial matters. You don't have to bribe to purchase a building, to get a gas connection, to get a telephone connection, or to get a degree or anything. In our cultures, you bribe at every step. But just as the church has lost increasingly the battle in the area of sexual purity, this economic integrity will also disappear. And along with that, the political life will collapse. That is the lesson of Afghanistan right now, that you can have a constitution, you can have an election, but election will throw up corrupt people, and then all the policies and all the expenses become useless. And what's happening in Afghanistan will happen in America.
There seems to be sort of a naivete on the part of Americans that we can take a Western form of democracy and make it work in Palestine or Pakistan or in Iraq. What's the fallacy?
Not understanding that it was not a revolution against King George or England that set America free. There have been lots of revolutions. Most revolutions end up with despotic government. French Revolution or Russian Revolution or Chinese revolutions are examples before us. So just you throw away a Taliban regime or a regime of Saddam Hussein, guns do not create freedom. This was the lesson that Moses taught the Jews, the Hebrews, as they came out of Egypt, that you are coming out of slavery, but you can easily end up having a Jewish Pharaoh. It is only when God is king, when you follow his law, that you will be free. So if you want to sustain freedom, you have to have the law of God ruling over you. So the rule of law is liberty. And that law has to be written in our hearts.
Vishal, I want to get back to something I asked you earlier, and perhaps you can underscore this a little bit more for us, because I fear that that so often the people that I talk to, whether in mass when I go out to speak or on the radio, that people have this sense of individualistic salvation. I'm going to heaven. The cross is about getting me to heaven, not recognizing that Christ came for the purpose of building his body.
That is very true. Christ is looking for a bride, the church, but the bride at the end of the book of Revelation is a city. So some Christians do, of course, see the necessity that once you are saved, you need to belong to a church, a body. But that is only as far as most Christians in America go. They look upon the Church of Christ as a bride, but they don't see that the bride is the city. And city has to do with governing authority and structures and laws and rules. And it is because we have abandoned this lordship of Christ over the city, over Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. That dimension has been forgotten. That is one reason that not only America is degenerating, but America has nothing to give to Afghanistan or to give to Iraq or give to North Korea or Iran or the rest of the world. The secret of freedom, which America has lost.
Seems like every time I pick up a newspaper today, I'm being exposed to some new czar, a drug czar, a border czar, an urban czar. There's a stimulus accountability czar. You had the green czar, Van Jones, who was replaced because, among other things, he forwarded the notion that the Manhattan Massacre was an inside job. You have an education czar who is utter disdain for a Christian worldview, and the beat goes on. There seem to be now czars overseeing czars who oversee yet other czars. And it seems like in the book you see this as an effect, the root cause of which is a morality crisis in which Western civilization, which is built on the DNA of Western Christianity, is beginning to more resemble your native India than the lands of the Reformation, lands like where I was born, Holland.
Exactly. The simple truth is, and it was the Prime Minister of Holland, Abraham Kuyper, who put it the best, that if you abolish the sovereignty of God, the lordship of Christ, then you condemn yourself to be ruled exclusively by sinful men. All human beings are sinful, all rulers are sinful, but once the lordship of Christ is abolished, as America chooses not to be a nation under God, it condemns itself to be a nation under man, and that is what the rule of czars, you have czars today, you can have Caesars tomorrow. Either Caesar is Lord or Jesus is Lord. It is the lordship of Christ which frees us from lordship of corrupt, sinful men. But as America chooses not to be a nation under God, it is condemning itself increasingly to become a nation under sinful men.
Vishal Mangawati is certainly an intellectual. And when you hear him speak, you're going to learn a lot during the next couple of days. But I want you to know that he writes in a way that is eminently accessible, that you can understand what he is writing about. His communication skills in writing are just tremendous. He starts every chapter with a powerful anecdote that illustrates the problem that he's addressing. And again, I think a church that chooses not to fight corruption is a church that's going to be destroyed by corruption. So we need a book that not only challenges us, we need a book that instructs us with respect to the failing power of the culture and the unfailing power of the cross to transform the culture. Vishal oftentimes talks about the sun perhaps setting on the west. It doesn't have to happen. Just as Christians transformed an empire, we can be a transforming, a leavening force in our culture. But it means being educated and equipped so that we can make a difference. It means understanding the power of the cross. The cross has to be more than something you wear around your neck. It has to be something that you embrace in full understanding. Truth and Transformation helps us do that. It's why I want to put this book into your hands. Please order today. For your gift to the ministry, I'll send you Truth and Transformation. Just check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. We'll be right back with Vishal Mangalwadi.
As we see the morality and strength of the greatest civilization in history crumble before us, Hank Hanegraaff has identified the four horsemen that are ushering in the fall. The first is fundamentalism. In the interest of saving the Bible from liberalism and the loss of truth and morality, we are in danger of marginalizing the very revolution that gave rise to the modern world. Learn how to identify this horseman as it approaches and how you can be ready to defend the reliability and relevance of the Bible in today's world with Hank's message titled, The Four Horsemen of the 21st Century Apocalypse. Available now on DVD or CD for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. We'll be back with more to equip you in your fight for truth after this short break.
Don't all religions lead to God?
What is truth?
Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today about God, the Bible, eternity, even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.
Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankronym series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankronym Feat and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. In Truth and Transformation, a manifesto for ailing nations, Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi proclaims that the gospel has the power to heal society. His premise is that the culture of the West can be transformed by returning to the truth as found in the narrative of the Bible. These are truths often neglected, even by the evangelical church. Truths such as sin, the cross, the church, judgment, social justice, law, and repentance. Help transform the church and world when you order Truth and Transformation by calling 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. And now, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Talking to Vishal Mangalwadi about his book, Truth and Transformation. And Vishal, I have appreciated your work so much over the years, particularly your CD set, Must the Sun Set on the West. I think that is something that has benefited so many of our listeners, particularly in the last few months.
Well, thank you. Thank you for promoting it.
One of the reasons I do that is our mutual friend Chuck Colson said something about your book, Truth and Transformation. He calls it a tour de force from someone who sees us from the outside as well as the inside. And I want to explore that for just a moment with you. You're an Indian. You were born in India. You understand the Indian culture. You've come to the West, and I think you have a unique perspective. You can see what happened in Eastern cultures now taking place in Western cultures. And as such, I want to have you give us some kind of a perspective on where you think we are and whether you think it's realistic to believe that things can be turned around.
Yes, indeed. You know, we came here only for 2 years to make a series of television programs on the Bible as the book of the millennium. But that project kept getting delayed. And in fact, only this week I have submitted a book proposal finally on the Bible as the soul of Western civilization. And once a publisher comes through, then I hope to start working on the documentary series as well. So I was sort of frustrated that it has taken 10 years to be here, but I think God knew what he was doing. He kept us here for these 10 years so that we could see how the Bible not only shaped the Western civilization, because I was looking at the history, but how the rejection of the Bible is now leading to a decline of the West. So by staying here, we've been able to see just before us the decline and the rejection of the Bible and the decline. But, for example, a specific point about how we see. Many years ago, my first book was called The World of Gurus. It was a study of 13 prominent Hindu gurus, Mahesh Yogi, who was teaching transcendental meditation, or Hare Krishna, etc. One of my gurus that I studied was Rajneesh, the Osho, who had a ranch in Oregon. He taught salvation through sex. Now, at that time, it remained a fringe phenomenon to think of salvation through sex. But the Da Vinci Code novel, which most Christians didn't understand, brought that into the mainstream, with 60 million or so copies sold and the major film made on it. The film, of course, was disappointing. But most Christians who read it, they were angry at the novel because they thought that Dan Brown was saying that Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene as though she became Mrs. Jesus. He was, in fact, talking about sexual mysticism or enlightenment through sex, which is tantric sexuality, which was also part of Gnosticism. Now, the truth about Dan Brown's assertion is that in seven churches mentioned in the book of Revelation, three of the churches were in fact practicing sexual mysticism. Two were condemned. One was commended for condemning this perversion. So this, as the gospel moved out of the Jewish environment into pagan Gnostic environment, just as some of Jewish traditions came into the church which were not helpful, some of the Gnostic pagan traditions came into the church, and one of that was temple prostitution and ritual sex. Now, as America is rejecting its Judeo-Christian heritage, the idea that somehow you can find enlightenment through sexual intercourse and through ritual sex is becoming mainstream. And, you know, you already had Church of Satan, you already had ritual sex in Church of Satan. But just as churches are now accepting gay bishops, the impact of people like Dan Brown and the Gnostic Gospels and Gnostic Christianity could be tremendously corrupting, because this has happened earlier. But the good news, of course, is that just as the church succeeded in fighting that pagan invasion in the first century, and a Christianity grew up which was wholesome in the West, these perversions and corruptions can still be fought and redeemed. So one of the important chapters in this book, The Truth and Transformation, is the chapter on family, which shows, discusses how biblical understanding of harnessing sexual energy for building society through the cultural mandate for one man, Adam, to be one with Eve, to have children, and for two of them to remain one without separation, without divorce, without multiple partners, how that biblical idea of monogamy builds nations, that whole concept is being undermined significantly as pagan Gnostic understanding of sexuality is now entering mainstream American and European life.
An important conversation right now with Vishal Mangalwadi. His book, Truth and Transformation, it's available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. For your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, you can also write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. On that same point, Vishal, I see Hugh Hefner in TV ads, in magazines, in sports promotion, even promoting the NFL. He's become an icon in many ways for the liberation of women in the West. And the Bible, ironically, has become a symbol of repression. Talk about this as an example of taking truth and turning it on its head.
Yes, that is absolutely true. So in that lecture series, Must the Sun Set on the West, I have a lecture called From Martin Luther's Vicarage to Hugh Hefner's Harem, Turning Men into Boys, that's playboys, and Women into Desperate Housewives. In this book, Truth and Transformation, I also have a chapter on family as a secret of why America superseded Europe. Because in America, the biblical concept of family, and particularly fidelity, was best realized. America was the only country where a candidate for presidency, if he was sleeping around with a mistress, if it was found out, he would be out of the race. The president can be impeached for lying about his private life. No other country in the world took that biblical conscience as seriously as America did. And of course, that's all changing. That now Even Hollywood would say that if a director had slept with a 13-year-old girl, he should not be punished because this happened too long ago, etc., etc. So the Christian conscience which sustained American families is in fact being declined, and Hugh Hefner's indeed played a very critical role in redefining what sexuality is all about. So for 450 years or so, from the 1520s to 1960s, it was Martin Luther and his table talks which defined sexuality, love, marriage, etc. for the West. During the last 50 years, Hugh Hefner has defined sexuality and love, and it, instead of liberating women, it has turned American women into desperate housewives.
Yeah, and we see this even with David Letterman. He makes these jokes about his sexual promiscuity. He's been sleeping with staffers. He confronts this head on his broadcast, and he makes the joke that, well, you think it's chilly outside, it's really going to be chilly at home. But everybody laughs and fails to recognize that going down this road of sexual promiscuity does not ennoble and empower women. When a man has options, the kind of options that Letterman thinks that he is entitled to access, then the wife is certainly no longer a woman that has been empowered through Western civilization.
Yes. You know, most people don't realize that a simple statement, husbands love your wife, is not part of every culture. It's a very peculiar idea of Western civilization, which comes directly from the New Testament. Husbands love your wives. In most culture, husbands are not required to love their wives. They love their mistresses. Wives are there to look after children and cows and kitchen. You love your mistress. So to have only one wife and to not despise her, not hate her, not divorce her, not separate from her, but to love her when you have trouble, to repent, to get right, a good marriage, being part of what it means to be a good man, has been a very peculiar characteristic of particularly America. And this is where one area where one has to really commend President Obama of being a good example for African American community, where so many problems right now, Chicago downtown with young people being killed. What they need is a father. What they need is a family. And America has had this, but people like David Letterman will destroy it. But he is only a symptom. The problem is, of course, with turning away from the truth of the Word of God.
And that exactly is the subject of Truth and Transformation, another reason that you just need to read the book. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We'll be right back with more of Vishal Mangalwadi. You just don't want to touch that dial.
Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi is a philosopher and activist who gives us a fresh new look at the moral and spiritual dynamics of Western civilization from a perceptive, non-Western perspective. He affirms that the foundation of what set the West apart shaped our culture and morality, human dignity, rationality, technology, and character, but now is turning into the non-Western culture of corruption. Another outstanding resource by Dr. Mangalwadi is Must the Sun Set on the West in audio CD or MP3 CD. Men like Dallas Willard, professor of philosophy at the University of Southern California, and Prison Fellowship founder Chuck Colson have become deeply impressed with Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi. Mr. Colson writes, "Very few thinkers in the world today understand as clearly as Vishal Mangalwadi the impact of the Bible on Western civilization. Born and educated in India, he sees the West as others see us, which breaks the myopic view that so many politically sensitive Westerners have today. Order these thought-provoking and winsome lectures, Must the Sun Set on the West, when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Hank and Dr. Mangalwadi will return right after these messages.
I want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y, or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org. We live in arguably the greatest civilization in the history of the world, and yet we could be looking at its very demise. Four horsemen of this modern-day apocalypse bring plagues that could mean the fall of this civilization. Hank Hanegraaff describes how each of these horsemen could bring down the very society in which we live, and how we as Christians must live in the midst of this 21st century apocalypse in his special message titled, The Four Horsemen of the 21st Century Apocalypse. To equip yourself to live as a change agent for Christ in the culture rather than conforming to it, order your copy of Hank's latest message now on DVD or CD when you call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the Kingdom of Christ and the Kingdom of the Cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Bible Answer Man is here to stand for truth and help Christians understand and contend for the historic Christian faith. Many of our valued listeners and Christian leaders have encouraged us in our mission, like Lee Strobel.
If you want to invest in an organization that is going to defend Christianity against the erosion of postmodernism, against false teachings, against the cults, against the decline of interest in doctrine, invest in the Christian Research Institute. That is the place that is going to, through the magazine, which is tremendous, through your radio broadcasts, which are tremendous, the website, these are ways that the faith is not only defended, but we see so many people who themselves come to faith through the broadcast, through the website, through the magazine.
Our passion and purpose at the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. We're able to fulfill that mission with our many outreach efforts between two offices, one in Charlotte, North Carolina, and another in Calgary, Canada. But we need ministry partners to both pray for our work and to partner with us financially. Would you consider joining the Bible Answer Man support team? These monthly donors are the backbone of our financial support for our broadcasts, publications, and outreach activities. And when you partner with us, you'll receive special benefits such as specially selected resources to help you with your spiritual walk. To stand with these dedicated ministry partners, call CRI today at 888-7000-274. You can also join the support team or find out answers to your questions by going to our safe and secure website at equip.org. To order either of Dr. Mangalwadi's books, Truth and Transformation, A Manifesto for Ailing Nations, or Must the Sun Set on the West, lectures delivered at the University of Minnesota on audio CD or MP3 CD, call us at 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. And as you listen to Vishal Mangalwadi, I want you to understand one of the purposes, one of the missions of the Christian Research Institute. It is to give platforms to voices that need to be heard in Western civilization today. Many of you will recall that long before Lee Strobel, who you just heard talk about the Christian Research Institute, became a household word in the Christian world, long before that, we were promoting Lee Strobel, and we sold over 250,000 of his books, A Case for Christ and The Case for Faith, The Case for a Creator, because he had a message and a vision, and he wasn't just interested in winning arguments, he was interested in winning people, using arguments as springboards or opportunities for sharing the truth and grace and love that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. And that is why we're doing a broadcast like I'm doing today. I usually take your questions. I may get to some questions. I may not. Vishal's going to stay with me for an extra hour once I go off the air. We're going to record my conversation with him. But the point here is that Vishal has a message. It's a prophetic message to the church. And that message is captured on CD, MP3, Must the Sun Set on the West. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And he's got a book, Truth and Transformation. And if I think reading this book more than once is worthwhile, let me tell you, I think you need to get this book and not put it on the shelf, but use it. We live in a time where we have to know the difference between wheat and chaff and heat and light. We have to be able to discern the signs of the times in which we live. And Vishal is helping us to do that. So order Truth and Transformation on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Be part of the solution. For your gift to the ministry, I'll send you Truth and Transformation. Or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or simply speak to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Vishal, you seem to have some optimism for Western civilization, and sometimes I must confess that I lose that sense of optimism that we really can turn things around. And the reason I'm so excited about this book, quite frankly, is because my belief, and I want your insight on this, but my belief is this, that if, in fact, we can have a reformation in the pews, there's the possibility of that reformation causing revival in the culture, but it has to start with Christians that know the battle is being waged, that are no longer neglecting being part of the battle, but are rather than microcosms of the culture, are becoming change agents in the culture.
Well, that's very true. You know, in the 19th century, lots of immigrants were coming to America. If I'm not misunderstood, a lot of them were Irish Roman Catholic. They brought with them alcoholism. Now, immigration meant poverty. Alcoholism meant abuse of women, abuse of children. So you have poverty, neglect of children, abuse of women. And that is what the Sunday School Union picked up, and they began to mobilize the church to care for every single immigrant family in Boston and New York and Philadelphia and Chicago. And as churches began to visit every family, care for every family, their spiritual need, their physical need, there was preaching, a lot of preaching and teaching. People like Charles Finney and a whole host of other preachers. And a lot of prayer. And that began in 1858, the Second Great Awakening. Finney, of course, you know, since 100 years before him, John Wesley had been preaching against slavery. Slave trade had been abolished in England, but slavery had continued in America. So here was real darkness, poverty, alcoholism, abuse of women, abuse of children, slavery, and all the brutalization of character that slavery represents. But once the revival broke, as people began to pray and respond to the Word of God, churches began to be transformed. And then as a result of the transformation of the church, awakening of the church, the culture was revived. And America became, one of our great social reformers in India, Jyotiba Phule, wrote a book on slavery, dedicating it to the people of America who had abolished slavery. So America was transformed before by the Word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by prayer, by ministry of the church. And that can happen again, because if you go back to the beginning of the church, here is Jesus. People believe him to be the Messiah. He's crucified, killed, humiliated, shamed. His disciples are afraid. But once they see the resurrected Christ and are filled with the Holy Spirit, they are living in the culture, in the kingdom of Satan. You know, repeatedly in the book of Revelation, John says, I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. There are people there who call themselves synagogue, but they are really synagogue of Satan. So in city after city, where church is being oppressed, persecuted, killed, an American church hasn't experienced that kind of thing, where Christians would be burned at stake or burned for dinner party of the Tsar or Caesar. But even that kind of persecution might come. However, if the church has defeated that kind of wicked totalitarianism in the past and transformed nations, that can happen again in America, because that is what the whole battle is. It's not our battle. Jesus says that he is making all things new, and he can renew America.
Well, in that case, what I need you to do as we close out the broadcast today, we only have about a minute or so to do that. I need you to talk for just a moment about the urgency of the moment.
When Satan said to Jesus that these kingdoms are mine, he showed Jesus in an instant the kingdoms of the world and said that they are his. He was not bluffing Jesus. Satan is really out not simply to take souls to hell, but to rule over nations. The dragon gives his power to the beast. Many nations in the world today are oppressive, brutal kingdoms of Satan. And there is no reason why Satan would not love to have America as his kingdom. America could become the kingdom of Satan, but Jesus is Lord. He says to his disciples, you wait in Jerusalem, you're filled with the Spirit, you will have the power to become my witnesses. You will go out to proclaim me as King, me as Lord, me as the Savior, and that would transform the nations of the world. Our prayer is that His kingdom will come, His will be done in America as it is in heaven. So that's where our hope rests, in the fact that all authority in heaven and in America has been given to Jesus.
That is what I love about the book, Truth and Transformation. It's not just about cursing darkness. It's about equipping you to build a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm. It's a book that can make a transcendent difference. That is why I want to put it into your hands. You can order right now on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at a post office box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI, again, for your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, I want to put this book into your hands. The book, again, is titled Truth and Transformation. Just ask for it when you call, when you write, or when you access this material on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Again, Vishal Mangalwadia is going to be with me for the next hour. Again, what's going to happen is I'm going to talk to him in the next hour, and then we're going to play that. We're going to air that on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So tell your friends to tune in. This is a voice, the voice of Vishal Mangalwadia, that is worth listening to. He will equip, encourage, edify, and exhort you to run the race with passion and power. Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow with more of Vishal Mangalwadia.
We live in times marked by much confusion and apprehension. In his landmark book, Truth and Transformation, international scholar and author Vishal Mangalwadia offers a radical vision for the gospel's power to heal Western society. With insights drawn from real-life struggles against corruption and from years of study, he delves into the ideological roots of social oppression. Reform, he argues, is never without controversy. Yet reforming a culture's value is a necessary precursor to lasting liberation and hope. To order Truth and Transformation, a manifesto for ailing nations, call 888-7000-274. Or you can go online to our website, www.equip.org. That's equip.org. When you visit equip.org, you'll find links that will instantly connect you with the latest that the Christian Research Institute has to offer. Seeking answers to your most pressing questions? Click on the Research tab, type in your keyword, and you'll find a vast array of information on your topic. Looking for books and materials you hear about on the broadcast? Check out our convenient e-store. Connect with CRI on Facebook and Twitter, or read Hank's blog. You can also listen to current and past Bible Answer Man broadcasts. All this and more when you go to equip.org. Once again, the address is equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. Do you use software programs to prepare your taxes, store and display photos, or create music playlists? Have you considered software for your Bible? GLOW is an interactive Bible resource that allows users to explore and experience the Bible in a whole new way. Imagine studying the timeline of Jesus' ministry, following Paul's journeys on interactive maps, touring the Holy Land, reading articles on marriage, money, and work, and creating your own Bible reading plan, all from one software program. You'll experience the Bible in a whole new way with GLOW, a Bible for the digital world, complete with over 2,000 high-resolution photos, 7,000 articles, 460 virtual reality tours, 147 maps, and timelines. You can order your copy of GLOW today online at equip.org or by calling the Christian Research Institute toll-free at 1-888-7000-CRI.